Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 8:15 Wednesday morning. We usually use this time to pick Ronald Serpas' brain, who has a lot of it. Professor, practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, former Washington State Police chief, former Nashville City Police, consulted to numerous crime agencies around the country. So we love to think what he has to find out, rather, what he has to think. How you doing, Chief?
I'm very good, Tommy. And you?
I'm good. It's hot, and it's going to stay hot for a long time. And I'm looking at a story here from last year about shootings and violence increasing in the summer months. Is that the fact in the case in New Orleans, or is that a nationwide trend? What would criminologists say about that, and why, when it comes to summertime, does it turn more violent?
Well, in the 4 decades I've been doing this, it would be easy for me to say as a practitioner that crime goes up in the summer, not just juveniles, but including adults. And then there's a separation in the reasoning that possibly could exist for juveniles. Juveniles tend to have more trouble when they're not in structured programs like school, when they're not in structured after programs. So we generally see juvenile crime throughout the year highlighted between 3 to 6 p.m. in the afternoon, kind of in that gap hours. Mm-hmm. But during the summer, when there's less structured activity in any city in America, not just New Orleans, you know, young people tend to congregate and they look for exciting and fun things to do. The types of crimes they might commit are annoying, you know, like shoplifting or stuff like that. However, we do see increases of adult violent crime, robberies and shootings in the summer, and we do see an increase in juvenile crime. Fortunately, my experience and a little bit of research would suggest the juvenile crime increases still tend to be around those nuisance delinquency kind of events.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's basically this, Tommy. The days are longer. There's less structure. But there is hope. There are some examples around the country that research has tended to support that when cities can find activities for children to be involved with, their parents are working, there's all these other kinds of things going on, it can make a difference, particularly in the early evening hours. But once you get into the after the midnight hour, right, the old Wolfman Jack song, you know, once you get after the after midnight hour, you're dealing with kids who probably have been doing things towards criminal behavior long before the summer and has not as much to do with the summer. So you can see the split. Mm-hmm. Typical daytime crime in the early afternoons occurs all year long with juveniles. It's going to potentially be more in the summer because there's less structure. General crime of adults occurs higher in the summer, longer days perhaps. Who knows what else might it be? And then once you get really late and into the early morning hours, I think we would generally stop thinking of this as wayward juveniles and start thinking of this as young people, irrespective of age, who are more involved in a criminal lifestyle.
Could it be people that are out and about, and so the field of victims is greater for criminals, violent criminals, or not really? I'm just making stuff up.
No, that's the other side of the equation is even the children who want to do good things and are not involved in crime, which outnumber bad children's decisions by thousands, mm-hmm. they're outside too now, right? School's closed, the pools, you know, I think I just read the I guess it's Groundhog Day. I think I read in the paper this week that this is another year in a row that the Cantrell administration can't find a way to pay the lifeguards for the schools. Mm. As a police chief, I thought those schools were important. I would go visit them. The mayors would go visit them in Nashville and New Orleans and say, kids, we're finding something for you to do constructive. And in that environment, they're around adults who want them to see and do good things, right? When, you know, how can it, they can't, maybe they got it paid, I don't know, but you seem like we hear this. So basically a community can rally around children, a government can rally around children, and you're leaning on the fact that you're going to get the kids who want to do good things. The very small number of kids any time of the year that want to do really bad things, they're a little more difficult to reach, they're a little more difficult to be successful with, but let's take the bet on the big number of kids who want to do the good things and keep them from being distracted by other activities that pull them into bad stuff.
Well, Chief, a story by Joni Hess, Courtney Lucius on NOLA.com. New Orleans lifeguards haven't been paid by the city for summer work. New Orleans Municipal Finance Department failed to timely pay the city's summer lifeguards. Latest example of snags in city payroll procedures that have long frustrated vendors and employees. Officials with Mayor LaToya Cantrell's administration last week said they're working diligently to resolve payroll issues. But again, seems like Groundhog's Day all over again. And the mayor is quick to, you know, just being fair here, to jump in a pool on the days that the pool opens. She's there in a bathing suit jumping in the pool. But that's one thing. Paying the lifeguards is something else. We'll pick it up. We come back. 820 traffic now. WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning. It means we talked to Ronald Zerpass, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, and currently a professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. Chief, when it comes to crime in the summer, somebody texted in about juvenile crime, how it's more of a nuisance and not really violent crime, but does that kind of develop into violent crime?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crime if not checked?
My experience would be is that the kids who are going to bounce up against delinquency do that all year long throughout decades and history of time, and then they bounce back out fairly quickly. The kids who blow through delinquent behavior and then move on into violent criminal behavior have been lost by family and assistance for a very long time. You see what I'm saying? The kids that go out on the summer day and say, hey, let's go steal some magazines or something. Mm-hmm. That happens. They bounce off of it really quickly. That's pretty much the delinquency historical data is that kids touch delinquency, they back out. But the ones who have blown through that, who are involved in armed robberies, who are involved in beating up people, who are involved in, unfortunately, murders and assaults, they've already passed that early stage of delinquency. They've usually blown right through it. They don't wake up on one day and say, I'm a three-day student all my life. I think tonight I'm going to go out at 2 o'clock in the morning and start robbing people. So the difference is the kids who are going to do those more serious crimes have probably already been identified through their behavior versus the other ones who have a little free time during the summer and say, well, let's do something a little fun. Maybe we'll go do some donuts on our motorcycle, or maybe we'll go, you know, harass somebody at a grocery store. I hope I made that difference clear. The ones who are going to be bad have already demonstrated they're going to be bad, and the other ones are just bumping in and out of it during some boredom.
Did you say magazines? When was the last time you had a drugstore? Magazines? What the hell are you?
Yeah, well. Well, that's what I did when I was a delinquent. When I stole a magazine, my mother made me bring it back. It's pretty embarrassing. But that never did it again.
That magazine industry is not what it used to be, Chief. Let me tell you that. Secondly, when it comes to then the kids that break bad because of lack of structure at home, is a pool going to really help them, or is NORD really going to help them, or are they gone and that's not going to make a difference?
Well, you know, I'll be a little Pollyannish here. The kids who have a broken home life 12 months out of the year, any chance they get to have something that's centered on helping them be better and helping them feel better before they break bad, they usually do get some comfort out of it. It's worth it. That's why it's always a surprise that when the summer comes, the city seems to always have this recurring problem of not being able to pay. It's kind of like when you go on a plane. If you see a loose screw on the engine cowling of a plane, it makes you wonder what else is wrong. Mm-hmm. And you know summer comes every year, and you know these these summer programs are so important for children who are in the middle, who are looking for good quality things to do, and you can't be prepared for that. It just doesn't make sense, and it sends a message, I think, to families like, this is a show. They must not really care about us if they can't get this figured out.
That's what I don't understand, Chief. It would be, to me, analogous to, oh, wait, Mardi Gras is coming this year? We're going to have a Mardi Gras this year?
Exactly.
Oh, well, let's plan for it. Nobody told me this. It's December. I guess
wait,
we better get the plan.
Does the calendar say it's New Year's Eve again?
Yes,
oh,
another
goodness.
One? Who knew that was going to happen? I don't understand it either. But thank you, Chief. I appreciate your time and your insight. Any final thoughts?
No, let's just look forward to a new administration like all cities and communities do, hoping greatly that something will be different, and I hope so, too.
I hope you're right. I really do, because the Lord knows we need it. Thank you, sir, Chief Ronald Serpas. Mm-hmm. We'll come back, talk about the EPA planning to reconsider a ban on, of all things, asbestos. What do we know about how asbestos affects us? We'll talk with Dr. Kyle Happel from LSU Health New Orleans and give you the information as best as we can. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist it. Tiger fans, LSU is going to host the national championship celebration for the LSU baseball Tigers tonight, 7 o'clock in Alex Box Stadium. We're going to bring you complete replay of the celebration featuring Coach Jay Johnson and LSU players right after our Pelicans draft special tonight at 9 here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. The Pelicans draft special starts at 6. So we got a big night of sports broadcasting for you tonight. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Dave Cohen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.